Are you prepared? At one time or another, nearly every family will face accidents, illness, unemployment, or other emergencies that will require them to depend on the resources they have stored. When a tornado struck near our house and caused significant damage in our neighborhood, wrote Becky E. Ludlow of Wichita, Kansas, I soon learned a lot about what help is needed in a disaster. As my husband and I rushed to be of service, we found that some of the things people needed almost immediately were drinking water in cups, diapers, baby formula, shoes, blankets, changes of clothes, pet carriers and leashes, and a place to stay. A natural disaster is only one of many challenges that can cause us to rely on our home storage. Loss of income is another, whether it comes from the loss of the job, health, or life of the wage earner. The Young family of Denver, Colorado found themselves without income when Jeff Young lost his job. I felt sure that Jeff's law degree meant that he would always have a good job, wrote Joy Young of her husband's unemployment, but such thinking was naive. People at every educational and economic level can lose their source of income. How did we survive? Throughout the years of our marriage, we had tried to follow the prophet's counsel to be prepared for the unexpected. We had built a basic food supply: wheat, rice, beans, dried milk, flour, and sugar, as well as numerous cases of canned goods and a freezer full of vegetables and meat. It was a relief to know I could continue feeding my family even if no money was coming in. These are only two testimonies from among the many Latter-day Saints who have learned firsthand of the blessings of being prepared. Our prophets have counseled and encouraged us, since the days of President Brigham Young, to lay the foundation to feed and clothe and shelter ourselves. This encouragement has continued and become more explicit. It is still firmly in place. Provident Living. One great resource that helps Latter-day Saints in their effort to become prepared is www.providentliving.org. This repository includes extensive information on employment, family home storage, education and literacy, family finances, social and emotional strength, and physical health, as well as other topics. Here you can also learn more about welfare services and employment assistance. Let us prepare. Though we never know when we will face a challenge that will require us to depend on the resources we have stored, we know that the Lord has said, "If ye are prepared, ye shall not fear." Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 30. President Gordon B. Hinckley reminded us in October 2005 General Conference of our need to be prepared. We can so live that we can call upon the Lord for His protection and guidance. This is a first priority. We cannot expect His help if we are unwilling to keep His commandments. I have faith that the Lord will bless us and watch over us and assist us if we walk in obedience to His light, His gospel, and His commandments. Let us do all in our power to walk in obedience and be prepared. Sidebar: Past Random Sampler Ideas. Random sampler articles in the Ensign are another helpful resource. Following are a few previously published random sampler articles on topics from How to Begin to Emergency Savings. To read the article, go to www.lds.org and click on Gospel Library. Select Magazines, Ensign, and Past Issues. Then choose the desired year and month. Click on Random Sampler near the bottom of the list and locate the article. Home Storage: How to Begin. Ensign, April 1986, pages 64 and 65. Emergency Water Storage. Ensign, August 2006, page 71. Storing Fats and Oils. Ensign, June 1999, pages 71 through 73. Food Storage: Where and How. Ensign, August 1981, pages 54 and 55. Food Storage for 1 Year. Ensign, March 2006, page 70. Protecting Your Food Storage, Ensign, January 2006, page 70. Spicing Up Your Food Storage, Ensign, June 1990, page 72. Mmm, this couldn't be food storage. Ensign, March 1990, page 71. Prepared for Today, Medical Supplies, Ensign, July 1981, pages 54 and 55. How Will Your Garden Grow? Ensign, March 1979, page 66. When Disaster Strikes? Ensign, August 1994, page 71. What's in the Safe? Ensign, August 1988, pages 72 and 73. Tips for Becoming Self-Reliant. Ensign, March 2000, pages 68 and 69. Out of a Job? Ensign, February 2004, page 73. Emergency Savings the Sensible Way. Ensign, February 1992, page 65. End of sidebar. Additional helps. The Church has produced many helpful materials to assist with understanding and teaching important welfare principles. They include videos, pamphlets, books, and handbooks. A sample of available materials follows. All is safely gathered in. Family Finances, item number 04007. Pamphlet, 4 pages. All is safely gathered in. Family Home Storage, item number 04008. Pamphlet, 4 pages. Basic Self-Reliance, item number 32293. Handbook, 152 pages. Essentials of Welfare, item number 53045. Video, 6 segments, 93 minutes. One for the Money, item number 33293. Pamphlet, 12 pages. Providing in the Lord's Way, item number 32296. Pamphlet in 16 languages, 27 pages. A complete list of available materials is posted on the Internet at www.providentliving.org. On the home page, bottom left, select Helps for Church Leaders, then Find a Tool or Resource, and then Books, Videos, Pamphlets, and Forms to access the listing of available materials. Copies of most of these materials can be ordered through the Church's online distribution center at www.ldscatalog.com. End of the article. Are you prepared?